Welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated, internationally syndicated motorsports show. Brought to you by the award-winning father and son car building team and the hosts of the show, Bubba and Tom.
I'm going to have to turn those levels down.
Yeah, how about that? You said why? Whisper, man.
You're way too quiet. That is. And you just come in real hot.
How you doing, Bob?
Doing pretty good so far, man. Just got a lot of stuff going on here at BEM. The place is wide open throttle already. Closed on Saturdays, but wide open.
Hey, Bob, do you want to talk about the fact you called me this morning and said, hey, Dad, let's meet at Dunkin' Donuts for breakfast?
No.
No?
We really don't need to talk about that. Let's just move on to the subject here.
Wasn't it, Bob?
Yeah.
It was so good. Got to compliment you, man. You're looking really good. I was checking you out today. You've been on a very, very strong you and Paul Sr. seem to be fighting each other in the gym. You really look good, man.
Well, you know, we can go ahead and throw a huge shout out there. That's not only for, me, you, Senior,
thanks,
Joni, all of us, Sam Murphy at Balance Health and Wellness Center.
Yeah,
right here. You know, we stay fit, man. We stay super, super fit. We stay in the gym. We got to look good, and, you know, we got to stay healthy.
We do.
But, you know, sometimes you got to slip and get that Dunkin' Donuts in there.
Yeah, man, we certainly did do that this morning, didn't we, Bob?
Yep.
So how about that? This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the moose is loose, exclusively on the web. Miss Outlaw Boutique, only on the web right now. Orange County Choppers, Bub Senior Series bikes and everything. A lot of great stuff going on. And Extreme Dimensions. Good morning, Extreme Dimensions. Our body kit's done.
Bubba's
right on, Bub. Tell us a little bit, how's the week then, Bub? We are the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world with a verified 10 million listeners. How you doing, man? How's the week been?
So it's been really good, man. You know, you've been here every day at the facility. A lot of crazy projects going on. A lot of high-end clients rolling in and out right now. Spring training is here in Palm Beaches, so we have a lot of baseball players rolling through the door to BEM right now. Two different donut manufacturers in the world right now. We have to see who wants what and see how it turns out.
Yeah, how about that? We've got Jupiter Donuts and Dunkin' Donuts out there, don't we?
Well, I was going with two donut manufacturers to not say the name. So
yeah, but not many people know of Jupiter Donuts, man. A lot of people
that's the only good thing that came out of Jupiter, dude.
Right. It wasn't the cops, was it, man? Holy smokes. Morning to Andrew out there at Extreme Dimensions. We'll be being joined by Andrew here shortly, Bub. We are going to kick off this segment. There's a lot going on here, Bub. We're going to start by talking about it is official. We are doing a call for senior BEM 2019 Extreme Dimension Carbon Creations Twin Turbo Hellion Ace Mustang. Is there? It's happening. You custom designed this kit. It's over at Extreme Dimension. Carbon Creations got it together. Bruce, Aaron, Andrew, all of them got it together. The parts are here, man. The car's in production.
Yeah, so it's it's sick, man. It's something we've been building this car. We've done about different so far.
Yeah.
When we got this thing ordered up from Ford, it took us about 4 months to get a car in from Ford, and then on top of that, the additional time it took to get the parts in. Over at Hellion.
Yep.
Getting that thing designed already, and now we're going to just push it right over the top. We're going to do another street dominator for BEM 19.
It's going to be beautiful, man. Got to be beautiful. In town from Kentucky. She's here in the studio. So good morning to Allie out there. There's a lot of love out there. It's a twin turbo Hellion based platform. This is the first 6-speed twin turbo Mustang built to date. It's an 18.5 liter. A little bit about that build. Our YouTube channel, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports YouTube channel. Talk a little bit about the design of it, man.
So, you know, it started with, of course, right out of the gate, man. It's a beautiful color. So Ford has done a lot in terms of their exterior paints over the past couple years. They've really stepped that bar up, man. I've said it a few times before, but they've really stepped up not just the quality of their finish, their overall finish in terms of the shine, the reflection, the clarity. You know, very, very little on the orange peel side, which is, you know, it's starting to be very common in today's mass production vehicles, especially General Motors.
Chevrolet is bad.
Really bad for it, man. Even on their Escalades, their higher end stuff, you know, it's really, really poor, the quality that's coming out of their Clarity side. If they wanna come at me for saying that, I don't care if they do.
Thanks. For what? Having an opinion?
Yeah,
everybody else seems to have one off of the mouth.
But you know, from the Ford standpoint, man, they've really turned it up a notch with the paint. You know, finishes, the clarities, and you know, the shine, the depth, the reflection you get out of them off the mass production is really good. But on top of that, they've actually gone and really developed. We had people hook us up with all the new lines and the chip books for all of 2019 and going into 20. You know, all of those chips that you see in there, they've gone from just a to now a three coat system. So it's a base coat of your color, then there's either a transparent or a pearl, and then there's a which that's almost heard of for most everyday manufacturer production vehicles,
except
right?
In the higher line, right? The exotics, don't they?
Yeah, you know, the exotics do stuff like that, but that's limited production run. You know, when you've got 10,000 Lamborghinis being made, 1,000 of those might be done in a three-coat paint job, you know, and then there's your blacks and there's your, you might have.
You just finished a Murcielago.
Yeah, you know, and that was a lot more time-consuming of a process. Ooh. So for a manufacturer to do something like that where it's all about profitability and quick money, that is what it is. You know, you throw
a
paint job,
not a dirty
clear
word.
On it. Right. You throw down the paint, you throw down clear, and you let it slow it down. And to put more into their time and their assembly and their finishing product, that tells you that they're concerned more about quality in the end than they are production, which I think is amazing for mass production companies.
So, Bub, now you have the complete Carving Creations Extreme Dimensions body kit, right? And one of the things that you have to do in design it is you have to make sure that the paints match color in texture as well. In other words, in the way the paint was laid out. So how do you go about achieving that? I mean, you know, we can get on this cars, custom cut wooden tires, all kinds of carbon pieces coming right out of Carbon Creations. You know, how are you able to manage and match that finish?
So, you know, it's a process, man. It's, you know, you're working with a bunch of different composites, you know, right? So the car comes to us, it's going to be metallic. It is a base coat of a red. Then you've got a translucent pearl coat, tenable coat, right on top. If you're in the aftermarket painting industry and you're painting mods or, you know, blend repairs or anything like that, when you're working with, you know, tenable coats, translucents or pearls or candies, one more coat or less is going to change the visual effect of what it does.
Of it too.
And that could throw off the entire build. It could literally look like you took something and you painted it 10 times. Not acceptable in the end result. No matter what you do, you have to make sure it blends so that the fenders meet the doors meet the quarter, you know, except all the way around. And then we're working with a bunch of different metals as well, because we've got the aluminum body of the factory Ford Mustang, but we are going wide body on it from Veriflex grid wide body on this car. So we are going to be doing a lot of mock-up, a lot of building, a lot of drilling, a lot of cutting, and we're going to have to blend those aftermarket pieces, which are going to be from a fiberglass reinforced product, into the factory aluminum fenders and quarters.
So, Bub, when it comes to these body kits, they're not just a plug and play situation. You don't do these on a Sunday afternoon in your garage, man.
No, it's you know, it takes work, man. But it's you know, much like anything, when you're working with the aftermarket industry, you're getting products and molds that are meant from, you know, they're designed from one company and they're intended to work with another company. But you still have to, you know, maneuver and modify and alter a little bit along the way to make it perfect, right? And that's with any company or any brand. Even when you buy the most expensive exhaust systems in the world, or, you know, even things that are easy to be direct fit, you always have to sometimes, you know, put things on. Maybe the alignment might be off a little bit. And, you know, the exhaust tip is just a little to the left coming out of the outlet and the opening and whatever it may be. You know, and that's just the way it is when you're working with one company trying to make it match another company. And, you know, especially if you start modifying around in there, you know, getting things to be multiple companies working together. That's something tricky to do. So you have to put time into it. It's not in a Sunday afternoon job that you do. You know, we're going to have probably a good 2 weeks time into mock-up fitment, on, off, trim, cut, on, off, nut, cert, drill hole, modify, feather in, blend, roll edges. You're going to have a lot of time in that, and you're going to put the thing together and take it apart probably 10 or 15 times before it's perfect. And you can say, okay, it's ready for paint.
But, Bub, we'd have to say that that's not the industry standard approach. Your approach is a little bit different. That's kind of what separates you from the others. You do put it together, take it apart, put it together, take it apart, put it together, take it apart. I mean, it's never ending for you.
Well, it's the only way to do it if you want to do it right. You know, of course, yeah, I can take something out of the box that comes from these companies. Like I said, you're going to get products about in the 95 to 98% fitment range. I can take that out of the box and stick it on and let it rip, you know, and it's going to be good. It's proven it's supposed to do, you know, it's doing what it's supposed to do. You bolt it on, it's quote unquote bolt on. But is that 100? And, you know, in our case at BEM, everything's got to be 100, no matter how many times you have to alter it or put it on and off. If you take a job from full profit and turn it into total loss, that's what we do.
It's happened many times to make it fit.
Yeah. You know, it's, you can only charge somebody, for example, so much to install a wide body kit, because the average guy can go price shopping anywhere and the quality levels may be totally different, not even comparable. But for example, if you're going to charge somebody $2,000 to put on a wide body, that has to be something that you factor in that time, but there's no chance that you can put 60 hours into $2,000. Like, it just doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen, man.
And you can't just keep billing the client and billing him and billing. You just have to do the job right one time and get installed.
Get it out the door, man. Yep. It just takes time to do those things, and that's a lot. And, you know, some people wish that you could move through faster. You can't move through any faster than you can, unless you substitute the quality of that. I was talking to one of our clients the other day in the lobby, and we were discussing the exact same thing. You just can't rush what's happening. And, oh, you know what, Bub? We were talking about it yesterday on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports live stream. That there's a from a lot of was exact
power.
Sorry.
Also. On it, the two toning everywhere.
Subject of it right
so,
now.
Yeah, I mean, of course, we rock. We do everything. All terrain, you know, on road, off road, was a nice tread pattern. On a world of fit Jeeps with anything more than like a 3-inch lift, it's perfect clearance, great lineup. We're going to take that and step it up a notch. We're going to do a Rough Country 4-inch X Series lift kit on it to bump it up even higher, and then we're going to rock that thing on a set of 38 1550s, which is a massive increase, another 4 inches wide. We're going to do those on a set of 20 by 12s of a brand new KMC FMJ wheel, which is just insane.
That's a beautiful wheel.
Oh, it's going to be incredible, dude.
It's going to be a great, great reel. Good morning, caller. You're on the air doing it Bubba style. How are you today?
I'm good.
Caller, can you hear us?
Hello?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys talking about? It's Andrew.
Say that again.
It's Andrew over here at Extreme Dimensions.
Good morning,
Andrew.
How are you? There was a slight delay. Ladies and gentlemen around the world, Andrew from Extreme Dimensions, who is the official BEM SEMA sponsor for the 2019 car, just as they were the title sponsor for the 2017 SEMA award winner. Good morning, Andrew. How are you, my friend?
Good. Just out here in rainy Southern California getting ready for South OC Cars and Coffee.
Oh, yeah? Well, you got Cars and Coffee down there today?
Yes, sir. Every Saturday morning down in San Clemente Outlets.
Well, right on, man. As you know, after we took an award home from SEMA 17 with the BEM Extreme Dimensions Carbon Creations 2017 Mustang, that car was unveiled at the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world right here in the Palm Beaches. We had 46,000 people turn up to see that car.
Yeah, I remember seeing all those pictures. It was amazing. Can't
Wasn't that crazy,
what
man?
You guys do with this new one.
Well, we're going to talk about that. Good morning to the BEM Dirt Track driver, Mr. Mark Hoffman. And he says good morning to our producer, Matt, out there. Good morning to Bub. Mark, I do have Mark's race ready report. We'll get to that shortly. He's working at an event in Chantilly, Virginia today, Bub.
Oh, nice, man.
So, Bub, when it comes to – let's talk a little bit about the SEMA cars. And I can't – I don't understand. You default – with you default often to everything that you build coming out of Extreme Dimensions. Something has their touch. It doesn't matter if it's a carbon piece, a body piece. Why? What is it about these people that you just can't get away from, man?
So it's you know, it's much like everything we do. You know, we align ourselves with some of the best names in the industry, and we do that for pure quality. You know, quality, the way that the designs are, you know, the fitment, the loyalty of the product and the brand. You know, we stick with all of that stuff, and that's one of those things that Extreme Dimensions offers, man, under their umbrella. You know, with the Carbon Creations, the Duraflex, now bringing on other lines as well. You know, just literally starting to dominate the aftermarket body panel and accessory world. And that's what we want to align ourselves with, not only from, you know, a build and install standpoint, but also from our retail side of VEM as well, whether it's parts in stock in here in the showroom, or just drop ship stuff, you know, wherever you are in the world.
So, Andrew, tell me a little bit about the Extreme Dimensions mindset, would you please? And everybody check out Extreme Dimensions, whether you're watching us live or you watch the show later. Go to Extreme Dimensions, go to Carbon Creation, see why one of the top three in the world today builds exclusively with his products. Andrew, tell us a little bit about the R&D over there with you guys.
Well, with Extreme Dimensions, this grid kit that you guys have and the grid kit you guys have on that 17 SEMA Mustang, they're all in-house designs. So we started from scratch, some fiberglass and Bondo and everything, and we put that all together on a car in our facility. There's no copying everyone else. No, these are complete in-house designs from scratch. The kit you guys have is the one brand-new design to fit the 18-19 Mustangs, which everyone loves so far. The pictures that we have so far on the website, everyone's loving. You guys love it. I just can't wait to see it on another car.
And
the last time I saw it was during R&D almost like 7 months ago.
And Bub, the beauty of it is, you know, you were contemplating going to SEMA this year because of everything that's on your plate. Finally, when you said, Dad, let's go ahead and start talking to Andrew over there. If they say pull the trigger, then we're going. And it happened just that quick.
Yeah.
And you said, I want this hood. We want to do this kit. And they said, no. Well, here's something brand new nobody's got yet.
Yeah.
Let's get it out there and get it on the SEMA cards. And Andrew and those guys just, Erwin, Bruce, it happened that quick.
Yeah, you know, it's great, you know, working with these guys over at Extreme Dimensions, all of them. It's, you know, it's something that, you know, from a design standpoint, you know, it always works out, you know, literally flawless and perfect in the end. You know, we've done a lot of insane builds and designs with all of the Extreme Dimensions products, whether it's from the Carbon or the Duraflex series. You know, we've used all their products on virtually everything, our on-road vehicles, our off-road vehicles, our track stuff. The lightweight stuff we've needed. I mean, everything from that just down to like universal carbon sheets. We have a lot of guys that request, hey, can you make me like a carbon fiber switch panel? Sure. You just order in a sheet of carbon, that kind of stuff you can do at your house with basic hand tools. If you want to maybe do a radio delete and a nice smooth flat panel right there with a couple switches, maybe you're running a track car, you want a street car with some nitrous, some switches, gauges, heck, whatever you want.
Good morning to Mike Galbraith out there. He's with us. Good morning to you as well, Mike. Mom and Dad stopped by.
And
great
his car as well
is
getting outfitted with all Extreme Dimensions.
Sure is.
So it's crazy,
it's
man.
It's crazy, man.
You know, we implicated on all of our designs here. Was that even the right word, implicate or implement?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
I'm just going to let it rip with that
let
one, dude.
Let it go, man. How about that? Good morning to Mike Myers, the world-renowned children's book author who's been a guest of ours and is going to be a guest of ours as well. And good morning to Joe Kramer up there in Washington, D.C., actually the Vienna, Virginia area. Good morning, Joe. Thanks for joining us. So we're going to talk, Bub, I want to jump back into this thing a little bit with the Carbon Creations and the Extreme Dimensions. Why is it you take those body kits? Is it because they're not that popular and people don't see them? And I'm not saying that disrespectfully, but it seems when we go to the show, you always have to go with Carbon Creations or Extreme Dimensions. Is it more than any other brand, other than their loyalty, and they love being branded with us?
You know, it's something that, you know, like I mentioned, their designs are endless. You know, the designs that roll out of there are not only offered. What I love is that anything that you can come up with from a design standpoint is not only available, but you are always given options. Whatever they make in fiberglass, they make in carbon, right? So for the most part, you know, so you have those options that you need. So whether you're looking at a hood, maybe you're looking at a rear spoiler, maybe you're looking at just doing a conversion from your stock style pieces, right? They have stock replacement style parts that you want to just take off your plastic crap and stick on a carbon fiber piece, they've got it. So it's more product availability. The uniqueness is all one-off design, and it makes you have something where you can set your ride up exactly where you want in the end.
One of the things, Bub, that and a lot of people don't understand it, when we put in a call, we're a pretty big industry name out there. We're at that Chip Foose, Orange County Choppers level. And when we put out a call, these guys typically move fast. And when I started emailing, when you said, Dad, let's go ahead and get into SEMA then this year, I emailed Andrew. And Andrew said, Jesus, man, you guys are asking an awful lot of us. Remember that, Andrew?
Oh, I remember. I remember seeing that first email. And I was like, well, let's see what we could do. And we made it happen.
You did, man. In fact, tell people, the, you know, the story, the backstory of the shipping and everything, how we got it down here.
I remember you guys had a buddy of yours who's a trucker bring it out there.
How about that? We have a guy, one of our clients. Good morning to Chris Berg. We had a client who actually owns a business on the West Coast as well as here on the East Coast. The timing was so critical for us that we had their driver run over to the Extreme Dimensions Carbon Creations headquarters, will call, pick it up, take it to the California warehouse, and immediately get it ground shipped out here. Mm-hmm. And we had it in 3 days at his local warehouse, Bob.
Yeah, no, it's it's crazy, the reach that you have, and you get all these big names and big brands to come together, and it's never just what you see like at the detail side. It's always the stuff going on behind the scenes that really makes all the projects come together, and that's where it all really shows in the end result, and when this thing's done, it's, this thing, literally, Andrew, you guys hooked this car up with
everything
possible
that's
part,
not been released
literally
yet.
Every possible part available for the S550 Mustangs,
from
15 onward
down to front lips and everything,
literally everything, bro. It's, everything from the front of the car to the rear, from the bottom to the top, you guys outfitted this car. And I think it's going to show the entire Extreme Dimensions product line really well and tastefully, too. It's not all just a bunch of random pieces slapped together. It's an overall design that was, built specific for one overall look.
But to your credit, Bub, you're the one who brought all of those components together.
I know. It's because I studied all the sharks.
Well, exactly. How about that, man? But and that's just
back to those sharks, right?
Back to the sharks. Hey, Andrew, I want to talk a little bit. I thought what was ingenious is the way you and Bub kind of came up with this concept of these. What do you call the ones that go back on the opera windows, Bub? The carbon.
Just the side scoops, yeah.
The side.
Yeah.
They're like the seat. Yeah, the side
quarter,
scoops.
On, like the quarter window side scoops.
Oh, my God, Andrew. What you guys did with that, man, is just stunning, man. How you and Bub got to talking and said, let's get it done. And now there's carbon, and people haven't seen it yet. But that's stunning, Andrew. Stunning work.
It's a small little accent that sometimes makes the biggest difference.
It is, man. And, those are something, for example, you ask me a lot, Dad, about products that people can install, just at their house on the weekend, whatever. Those are one of those things where it's perfect fitment, zero modification, zero editing, and literally take it out of the box, which is beautifully wrapped, by the way. You take it out of the box and you apply your 3M adhesive. You wipe everything down really well and you stick these suckers on and let it rip. Like, that is it. It's done. It looks really good. And you've completely changed your car an hour before the car show.
Why is our
no idea.
Head
He's
producer
out there,
out there taking his shirt off and swinging it around?
I have no
in
idea.
The air, drinking an energy drink.
He thinks he's funny because he's doing behind the scenes live video from his personal Facebook feed. Wait till I do it of him. He's going to see it.
Andrew, we've got the staff out there. He's got like 12 cameras going. The lobby's packed with people, and he's out there with an energy drink swinging his shirt over his head. I'm beginning to get scared, man.
I guess the apocalypse started on the East Coast first.
Oh, my God. How about that, man? And, Bub, did you see the Extreme Dimensions Camaro that they had out a couple days ago?
I've seen a lot, man. It's, I've been super, super, super slammed in the shop lately, man. I've been crushing on this Jeep, man. And you guys are going to start seeing some serious sneak peeks. I know you're keeping that updated on the company side really well.
Thank you. Thank you, Bub.
But it's, those are sneak peek shots. When you guys see this thing in its final – when it's built. I mean, I don't really like to post anything until I'm done because it's always, I want that wow factor to hit.
Yeah.
But the sneak peeks are great, man. We're going to do some crazy, crazy photo shoots with this thing when it's done. Both of the Jeeps are going to be down. This Polar Edition Kevlar Jeep plus the SEMA 18 Outlaw Jeep, that's going to be out at Cars and Coffee on the 9th.
Yep.
We're actually going to go up to Billy Lane's Sons of Speed race on the 8th, which is this Saturday coming up. So we're going to do that, then come back down, be here for the Cars and Coffee show on the 9th. Another solid week, man. We've got to do the full rough country lift on this thing, get all the wheels and tires mounted in balance, get everything programmed, get the alignment done, and, do all that final detail work, plus get the other one ready. So we've got a pretty hustle week set up ahead of us now.
Now, Andrew, Bub just picked up an 05 Pontiac GTO. As you know, those were made for 2 years, 6-liter cars, 04 to 06. What's available in the Extreme Dimensions Carbon Creations product line for that? And if it's not available, take for it to be available.
Well, I know we definitely have hoods available for the GTO.
Nice.
We have a very nice cowl hood. If you like those tall cowls, we have about 5-inch cowl hood available in Duraflex and Carbon Creations line. As for anything else with the GTO, it's only really been hoods available. But we're always looking to expand our product lines. As you see, we already have over 7,000 items available.
Yeah. Yep.
And
all available.
We're always trying to grow.
Website.
So
tell us.
I just got to bring it up to product development. If you guys got an idea, I'll bring it up to product development. Let's see what we could do.
See how easy it is to work with these guys, Bob?
Well, you know, that's what's awesome too, man. If there's not a product available,
you'll have it.
You can literally, you know, put in requests for, you know, custom designed product through Extreme Dimensions. And again, whether that's in, like Andrew just mentioned, you know, they do have hoods for these cars from 04 to 06. They built these things. You know, they have hoods for them, but it's not just a Duraflex fiberglass hood. You can literally just get that hood in the exact same style and design in carbon.
It's based, that car is really based.
And, I mean, you know that I do. So a lot of like the West Coast scene does a lot of, you know, when you buy like carbon fiber hoods, you know, a lot of the West Coast scene really leaves full carbon. You know, people out there love to show off their carbon, right? You know,
just
so
like,
they'll do.
Yeah,
full,
you've seen my Camaro. It's carbon
right,
everything.
Yes. Yep. So, you know, a lot of the carbon is exposed. Well, for, you know, here, Andrew, you know, the way that I design very clean. So I push the limit to being very aggressive. But at the same time, I always try to tone everything in to make it all look like it was meant to be packaged, right? So, for example, like the one that we're doing for SEMA 19 now, it's not just a full carbon hood from you guys, but it's also going to be two-tone and ruby red metallic painted. So it's going to look like it's something that not only was built and designed by Carbon Creations, but has that factory Ford-style fitment and finish when it's done. So it's going to look flawless, man.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. I saw how you said you were going to ghost in that carbon, and I'm like, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, you've actually got part of it back in the paint shop now.
No, it's already ready.
Know?
The hood's already ready, so I'm good with that. I'll probably have it on the car and do some photos of that this week.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's moving quick.
I mean, I'm cranking, dude. I don't know how I'm doing it, but I'm painting like six cars literally at one time right now.
Well, you finally got the tag on the paint booth permitted, and the paint shop opened up that year, man.
I got all different colors going. Hopefully, I don't shoot the wrong color on the wrong thing. I haven't done that yet, but it's possible.
It's possible, man.
I just sand it down and redo it.
That's exactly right. It's a good base coat.
Well,
anyway,
yeah, good base coat.
Where you guys mentioned how bringing out new parts, you guys have seen the hood and the trunk that's on my car, the Carbon Creations Camaro.
Yes.
And
yes, that's correct.
Those were something out there no one else made. No one else had the 6th-gen ZL1 style hood on a car, on 5th-gen. No one else had a built-in spoiler trunk for a 5th-gen Camaro, at least for the 14 to 15. I brought it up to product development. You know, 7 months later, look what's on the car.
But when we hear him say 5th-gen and 6th-gen, or what does that mean? What is that referring to?
So just all down to reference of the year of that body style, right? So the Camaros, the Mustangs, they all ran Corvettes. They all ran generations, you know, and that's just the year range generation of what they're running from 10 to 15, whatever the class may be, 16, so on.
So it's like 2.0 or 2.1 or 2.3.
No, not at all.
Same type
Zero.
Thing.
No, not at all. There's nothing about 2.0 in there.
Well, how in computer terms they say it's Windows 8 and Windows 9 and Windows 9. It's a generational thing. It's moves up.
It's just moving forward. It's you know, stopping at 1 year, starting a new year.
Tell us a little bit, Andrew, about what's on the Good Morning to My Beautiful Bride, Miss Robin Melbach, who is also the mother of the one and only stunning Miss Outlaw herself. And I think the Outlaw is here somewhere. Andrew, tell us a little bit about what's on the drawing board now over at Extreme Dimensions and Carbon Creations. Take us through what's going on over there, man.
Well, right now we are cranking out about 300 parts within the next 6 months. Right now we're mainly focusing on a lot of the newer cars. We have a lot of the new style wings coming out, so like the 2018 ZL1 style wing. That's starting to hit the market now. Those just arrived yesterday for the 2016 to 2018 Camaros.
Oh,
and
right on,
have
man.
More arriving soon. We have Type R look hood coming out, Type R look wings. We're really cranking out a lot more product now.
So, Andrew, let me ask you a question. We are it can be announced that we are going to be engaged and we are tasked with building Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers Corvette for an episode of Street Outlaws. Bub's very deeply ensconced in that as well. Let's talk a little bit about what product line is available for that. That's a 2009. Is that correct, Bub?
Yeah.
2009. Now, I don't get all the numbers. Is it a ZO or a ZR? ZO6?
So that is the ZR1 Corvette.
And what exactly does the ZR1 nomenclature mean or nameplate mean?
So it's you know, just like all of their generational stuff. You know, there's different model lines within. So you've got the Corvette base. You have a Corvette Stingray. You have a Corvette Z06. You have a Corvette. Actually, let me see. That's going to be a ZR1. Yeah.
ZR1.
So which in that car, in that case, that would have been in that time was a factory supercharged 650 horse, 650 torque car, which was a pure monster rolling out of a mass production. So fast those cars were. We actually got one of the very first ones. Jay Leno got number one.
Yep.
James Brown got the second. We actually did a release for Corvette Quarterly on that car when it came in from Detroit.
They sent it down.
That came in directly to us, and we got number two, Andrew, sent in to us in the shop. We did a full spread on that car.
Sitting on the wall, as I can see it.
Number two came in, and that thing, when it unloaded on the truck from Detroit, it had a Detroit tag on it. I took that car out, and I freaking let it have it, dude. Let me tell you,
James Brown said he had to put his diapers on.
You know, so it comes out. The cars were so fast, even Car and Driver magazine, the professional racers on closed courses couldn't even get 0-60 times on those cars because they couldn't plant the horsepower to the ground. It was virtually impossible to get a 0-60 on that car.
I can't tell if Matt's eating a donut or making love to it out there.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Look at Matt out there. Is he eating the donut or making love to it?
Oh, he's doing both.
Oh my
God. He's got it all over
his face. And there goes the shirt above his head again.
Yep.
Oh my God! It's like he's on a rodeo and a cowboy with a lasso with that shirt going on over there, naked, bare chested out there.
Okay, so let's get back over to this Corvette here.
so let's talk a little bit about Andrew. Let's talk a little bit, Andrew, about what product line is available because you know when we roll out on Street Outlaws, it's going to be fast and it's got to look good.
Well, right now we have ZR1 look fenders from the Carbon Creations line. So the same width as the OEM ZR1 fenders in carbon fiber.
Wow. That would look sick, man.
And then you do a wide set of tires or something like that on that, Bub?
Yeah, so that one's it's going to have
both
to plant,
front
man.
And rear.
Oof. Yeah, so that's where it would look insane.
What carbon products are available for that as well?
That's it right now for the ZR1s. We do have a front lip as well. But
so keep in mind,
right now,
too,
it's limited for the Z06 R1s right now.
Well, and you know, there's a, you know, the partially too, Andrew, the reason for that is the cars came with a lot of factory carbon. You know, they came with carbon roofs on them, the Targa panel that releases. They came with the carbon rear spoilers. They came with the factory carbon side skirts, you know, so it came when you bought the ZR1, you got all of that. Yep. You got all of that there. So there's not too much of a need for crazy aftermarket accessories because most of it's already there, but you guys have again called basics like the factory hood already has the carbon in it, so no need for an aftermarket hood unless you're changing designs. But why would you change design on that when you've got the clear Lexan and look straight through and see that beautiful supercharger sitting in there?
Super hot. Joe
and
Crane,
in this case, it's lined with a full wet nitrous injection kit
that was never hooked up properly. Boom, moving on. Joe Kramer up there in Vienna, Virginia says, Andrew and Bub, and Andrew will let you go first. When looking into purchasing carbon parts, what are you looking at in terms of manufacturing technology and finish options? I would expect nothing different out of Joe than to ask a very technical question.
That's a super good question too, Joe. And I know for your ride, they've got a ton of products available for that. If you looked over at the Extreme Dimensions website, which breaks down everything, both Carbon Creations and Duraflex. When I look at products in terms of carbon, and trust me, there's a lot of companies out there. You know, and there's a couple times that we do have to split outside of our Carbon Creations line and, you know, pull in for some of these higher end rides like Vorsteiner, for example. They specialize in specifically Porsche and Lamborghini. So there's a lot of that stuff we have to get here as well.
Yep.
You know, when I look at these carbon brands, I'm looking for really two things. I'm looking for price tag. I don't want cheap. You know, I when I buy carbon, I want it to be the most expensive I'm going to buy. It's like straight up, like I'm going big on that. You don't buy cheap carbon. If you buy cheap carbon, you're going to get cheap carbon. And trust me, it's out there.
Oh.
It's not simulated carbon wrap crap that you get from 3M, you know, which that looks great if you want to just wrap something with that carbon effect. But if you want real carbon, you want that look, you're going to spend money to do it. You know, you're going to get the product. It's going to be lightweight. It's going to be very strong. All the way down to, you know, finishing options of whether it's matte or whether it's gloss. Both of those look very good, all about your design that you're trying to build in the overall. And then even from there, taking it further and knowing when you buy Carmen, are you buying a Carmen weave that matches, for example, like your there's 3x3s, which is the size of the mesh weave that's actually used to produce and create that carbon fiber effect.
Andrew, tell me about it from a manufacturing standpoint. Let me read you Joe's question again. Andrew and Bub, when looking into purchasing carbon parts, what are you looking for in terms of manufacturing technology and finish options? Now, Bub is answering the purchase side. You answer it from the manufacturing side.
Well, when it comes to our carbon creations parts, we are all 2x2 twill. We do have two versions of our Carbon Creations parts, which we're slowly getting everything over to our now our DryTech manufacturing, which is a vacuum-infusing carbon, and it's in a glossy finish. All of our Carbon Creations products, though, do come in a glossy finish. Otherwise, if it's just our regular Carbon Creations, it's just our normal hand-laid carbon with a glossy finish. But everything we make is 2x2, so if you're looking for a different twill, we do have our AeroFunction lineup, which has a carbon line inside of it, which is a 1x1 twill from our AeroFunction line. But, Bob, how you were mentioning with Porsche and Lamborghinis, have a lot more Porsche and Lamborghini parts in the AeroFunction line.
Oh, man. Well, here's the thing. So, Andrew, I was arguing by the way, Joe Kramer wants a splitter for his 240, Andrew. I was pulling my hair out with Bruce the other day. I think I expressed my level of frustration, too, because we now have a retail lobby here for the first time ever.
Right.
BEM, impregnated by vacuum versus impregnated. We're going to get to that in just a second. That's the next question. we now have a retail lobby here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports where we're going to have Escort and Cobra radar detectors, Bub, Marine and car audio, and we're going to be holding exotic car and modern performance cruise-ins.
Yeah.
Okay? So the retail lobby will have the OCC Senior Series bikes with the Miss Outlaw brand, the BEM brand, the OCC brand, and, you know, Extreme Dimension, all of the retail products, okay? Uh-huh. And I was talking even up until late last night with Bruce over at Extreme Dimensions. I need to get some kind of retail rack over there. And I was yelling at Andrew, and Andrew didn't need to be yelled at, but I was just yelling because I need to get it done.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't care if it's a shelving unit, we put four pieces of carbon on it. What do you think, Andrew? We need to get something up there in the retail lobby. So when these guys pull in for these events here with their exotic cars and their Porsches, they can go, oh, right there's the product I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I definitely did bring it up with Irwin and Bruce. They are definitely submitting that for review and seeing what we can do on that. But
right on,
I definitely
right
like
on.
The idea. I gave them the image you sent me of your fuel system display. That
yes.
way they at least know like what else you have going on in the lobby.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate that. And what everybody's referencing, Bub, when he said the fuel system display, tell everybody what Andrew's talking about, please.
So, yeah, man, we actually just got a complete license agreement with B3C Fuels, which is fuel performance additive stabilizers, cleaners.
Mechanic in a bottle.
Mechanic in a bottle. I mean, everything you can imagine from a fuel additive standpoint. We now have a private label from BEM, not only us at BEM, but also a full private label OCC brand as well that's going to fit for all the motorcycle and motorsports sides.
Yes, power sports.
So we do have all of that from, you know, marine to diesel to gasoline to race, performance, octane boosters. All of that stuff now is private labeled right here through BEM and OCC from B3C Fuels. And it's insane, man. It's, you know, from the horsepower standpoints on the performance octane side,
literally
dyno proven and tested of 5% gains in pulls by adding one bottle to your tank, which is that's nuts, man. On today's cars that are, you know, 600, 650 horsepower, which are basic numbers pretty much in today's world, you know, that's a pretty good gain. I mean, that's like bolting on an aftermarket exhaust system.
It really is. And that's why, you know, I really want, especially now if they're getting into the Porsches and everything, because the price point for coming out of Carbon Creations, I can guarantee is going to be better than, say, some of the other carbon providers.
No, it definitely is. It's, you know, best bang for your buck for sure. You know,
100%
You're pushing that limit of spending money on carbon. You know, you buy the full packages and they all look amazing together when you do it. But, you know, that's even more news to me, Andrew. From the AeroFunction side, that you guys are offering a lot more products for that higher end Euro and exotic line, which is truly what we, you know,
we're
we play
in
with that a lot, you know,
yeah.
on probably a every other day basis here. We're having, you know, carbon products sent in for those rides. You know, just small pieces that are just, like I mentioned, that stuff that's like
$1,900 center console cover.
I mean, 1 and 2 hour installs that change, I mean, total game changer on your ride before your car show on a Sunday morning. And that's what people want. They want it now. They want it quick. They want it installed fast. They want it quality, and they want it done, and they want the car minutes that quick.
Well, exactly. We have a little full kit for an Aventador, front lip, skirts, and rear.
Oof. So what would it take, for example, Andrew, and again, March, and I'm not airing our dirty laundry, so please don't think I'm being disrespectful, because you and I talk a lot behind the scenes. And I lean in on you a lot behind the scenes, because when Bub says, hey, I need this or I want to do that, I immediately pick up the phone and call you or email you. What would it take, or can you at least throw it up the chain of command to Bruce and Irwin and all the great guys over there? Maybe we just had that kit mounted on the wall with the Carbon Creations logo right in the middle of it. So when people walk in, the Aventador drivers or any Lamborghini driver, for that matter, see that kit kind of on the wall on display, just like it would be on the car. You know, you don't even have
– just the front, the sides, the rear,
Yeah, something like that, man.
I'll bring it up to them. I know the retail tag on that is, I want to say, about $7,000 to $9,000.
Yep.
I'll definitely bring it up to them. I know I've seen that kit in person already, and it looks amazing.
I'll bet it's stunning, man. But that's the good stuff, you know.
So hold on, Dad. Let me cut you off there for a second. So Andrew, something like that, right? I know that you you mentioned earlier the Aero Function line is more brand specific. So on some of these Aventadors, they are actually doing like a rough and a raw carbon grain to them. So. Mm-hmm. Does the Aero Function line of carbon match closely to the factory carbon finish? Say, for example, the car came with a couple accessory pieces in carbon already. How close is that grain from the Aero Function side?
Our Aero Function line is a 1x1 12.
Okay.
If you're talking about that, like that forged carbon look that I'm seeing come out now, we don't have the forged carbon.
Okay.
So 1x1 12 means what?
That one is really new technology. It's
very
kind
new.
It's an odd one. I'm not sure how I even feel about it yet.
Interesting.
I've seen it on a couple cars and everything. There's another brand based out of Southern California here that has that as well. And I've seen a few cars at some local shows, and I'm just like, I don't know how I feel about it. It kind of looks like patchworky.
Right. It does. It's you know, it's something that I think is you know how anything is in the auto industry, man, and you know, the power sports arena. It's gonna come in, it's gonna make its mark, it's gonna be a fad, it's gonna be, you know, 50-50 for everybody's opinion for the first year. Then everybody's gonna go wide open throttle on it for the next 2 years, and then it's gonna fade away and it's gonna go back to the traditional carbon like what you guys are doing.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Well, it's like carbon was the craze, what, 8-9 years ago for the 2x2, and then now it's still there, but it's not as strong as it was. But the way I think it, with building a car, you know, stick out from the crowd. Don't follow the crowd and everything.
Yes.
Well, you know, and I love carbon on, you know, I love carbon as accessories. You know, I love, there's guys out there now doing full carbon Shelby Mustangs. There's guys doing full carbon Skylines. You know, these guys are going over the top, just dumping stupid money into full carbon panels, which are strong. They're lightweight. They look incredible. But I've always been like, I love carbon showing through somewhere. Like when you two-tone with carbon, nothing screams money more than that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, you guys think I have a lot of carbon on the car now. Wait till I do the roof and my doors.
Oh, that a boy.
Yeah. How about that? But Joe Kramer wants to know, impregnated by vacuum versus hand impregnated. What does that mean, guys?
So our dry tech line is the vacuum infusion, the vacuum impregnation. Our just like that by hand impregnation is our regular carbon creations. It's all hand laid, resins poured, and everything.
Okay.
Which
so
do you like
those
better?
Two
what
different
is better?
Sides. It
so
all
the difference
depends
being
on
between
what you're going for. I have both parts on the car.
Yeah. So now, how much of
so
that
like my,
visually to the human eye? How much do you see? Of the car, do you notice the difference between hand laid and vacuum design or no?
It's very, very light if you notice it at all. Where you're really going to notice it is when you look at the back of the product, when you just see the lines and cut of the twill versus a little fiberglass backing for strength.
Okay, so, I understand.
When it comes to, like, on my car, the fender, skirts, and hood have a fiberglass backing with the carbon top. My trunk is a vacuum infusion upper sheet with a skeleton of fiberglass.
Got it. So strength but and good looking.
Exactly. And then at the same time, when you have odd designs that have very sharp angles, those are most of the time our vacuum infusion parts. So where the integrated spoiler comes up and around and is real tight, or it's the front grid air ducts on the grid kit for the Camaro where it's got very sharp angles, those are normally our vacuum infusion products. And you also with those, you'll notice the weave is a little bit more consistent where it's probably 99% versus, like, say, 97%, where with the regular carbon creation, sometimes you can notice just a tiny little squiggle, but it's hand-laid.
Interesting. Very, very, very interesting. Andrew, listen, man, we want to thank you so much for joining us today. I know it's early on the left coast out there, Pacific Coast time. You're 3 hours behind us. You're at 6:45. I appreciate it. I also want to thank you, Erwin, Bruce, and the whole I say this very sincerely, Andrew. I want you to take it in all the integrity with which it's said. I want to thank all of you for being such loyal partners with us over the years. I want to thank you for all of your support. I want to thank you for believing that Bub is the best in the business and continuing to put your weight behind him. It's good for you guys, too, that he's doing the product and putting it out there. But you guys have been as loyal as the day is long, and that's very hard to find today. I want to say thank you sincerely from the bottom of our heart here at BEM.
Thank you very much for making those installs happen, and the product look amazing.
Yes, you would.
Thanks, Andrew.
Hold on, Andrew. I have one more question for you. Andrew, where would you like Carbon Creations to be in the aftermarket industry in the next 3 to 5 years, please?
I want to see us keep growing. Right now in the Carbon Creations line, we have about 2,000 products from Carbon Creations. I want to see us maybe even double that and get all of our parts over to the dry tech side. Because looking at that, my trunk, I love that trunk. My factory trunk weighed like 60 pounds plus. This one probably weighs about 12.
That's a massive difference.
Huge difference, man.
It is. It's when it comes to what I do, and I'm racing a lot, it all comes down to that. And it's like, okay, extra 5 pounds, that helps.
It does. It absolutely does, man. It sure does. There's no question about it. Well, Andrew, again, we want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen. All the Extreme Dimension Carbon Creations, we are a dealer for the product, is available at the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com website. Check out the full catalog there. We have it, Extreme Dimension Carbon Creations. It's all there. And Andrew, just again, man, please thank everybody out there at headquarters for all their love and support and for choosing us as their go-to guy for the product line. I mean, it's just an honor working for you guys, man. I just can't say it enough.
Thank you. I'll pass on the love Monday morning.
Thank you so much, Andrew. Appreciate all you do.
See you guys.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Yes, sir. You as well. Thank you, Andrew. Good guy, man. All of those cats out there are super good guys. They've been very, very well. Thank you for the very engaging questions, man. I appreciate it. Jeep suspensions, I want to cover them for just a minute. When this the Polar Edition Jeep came in, that was wrecked and hit and pretty much totaled, man. They wanted to write it off. The owner did not want to get rid of it. He joined us live on, if you go to the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page, you'll see him live with us yesterday. You decided to keep this truck on the road, or this Jeep on the road. It's a JKU. It's a Polar Edition. It's kind of a rare edition. And now you're putting all Rough Country suspension underneath of it on top of all the Rough Country parts that are there.
Yeah, it's insane, man. It's, you know, we took this thing, the Jeep JKU, man. It's, 07 up to 18. Now with the new JL line out as well, this is a JKU. So it is a traditional body style Jeep. You know, we've taken this thing and, you know, we went from just a standard accident and collision repair to all the way up, literally to a complete frame on build.
Yes.
And, you know, it's gone from nothing to just full insanity, to Kevlar coatings, to, you know, the inside interior panels, all color matching, to this is actually the first Jeep I've ever seen. Right. So, you know, just all the way down to simple things. the interior of Jeeps, all the Freedom Tops and the hard tops are typically done in just like a matte white finish.
Yes.
And it's the way that they've always been done for a very long time. You know, and I've always been not a fan of that because it's, you know, it's I
cookie
feel like,
cutter.
I don't know. I feel like when I look at a white headliner, I'm like, you know, it's just, it doesn't match. Like, it doesn't match like the color of the A pillars or the B pillars, the plastics, the dash. It doesn't match any of it, no matter what color you get in the interior. And, you know, I like my interiors to be very themed and consistent.
Yes.
Well, this one is all black leather. It is a Polar Edition, so it's got the Polar Edition embroidery in the seats. You know, it's got some aftermarket, or not aftermarket, but it's got the Polar Design gauges in it. And that's kind of what this whole thing was themed around, was the matte color of those. So we wanted to actually, you know, just go all the way on the whole interior as well. So we went ahead and did the entire roof internally, has all been dyed in a factory black finish. So it's got that, you know, kind of satiny gloss shine to it, just the same way that the factory plastics, door panels, dash do. So it all matches exactly like it should now. And that's, you know, just taking that step and going all the way. You know, we have the top off of it, doing all of the Kevlar coating. We had the weather strip off. So I figured, you know what, if we're going to do that, let it dry. We'll flip it over. We'll back tape everything and we'll shoot the whole interior of it in that factory vinyl dye. And it's completely one off and looks insane. I mean, just that alone, you know, $50, $100 worth of paint that we did inside of there and a couple hours worth of work, total game changer on the interior design.
It is. The beautiful Robin says that blue Jeep is killer. Robin actually saw it for the first time in person last night before dinner. And was just blown away by it. She said, need a photo shoot it at the beach. Yeah, absolutely. I agree, hon. That Jeep needs to be shot at the beach. I'm sure that we'll have that discussion with Matt, who oversees the production team here, with his crew, about getting that thing out there and getting it shot. Man, it would look really good against those turquoise green waters that we have here, Bob. Just beautiful. Chris Burke says the artist at work on my Jeep. Thank you, Chris, very much. The kind
is
words.
Is he coming,
man,
today? Or, I mean,
I don't know, Chris.
Here?
Are you going to be in
supposed
today?
Supposed to be here today to finish this thing up with us. I don't know what's going on.
Joe
flatlining over there. Probably got too drunk at the wedding last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, nice job. He got married
wearing
again
his
for the third
t-shirt.
Time. Yep, exactly. Bob said, Bob! Exclamation mark. Bob, how would you recommend fixing a crash to match the stock texturing?
Wait. What was the question here about the stock texturing? So this is, from Joe Kramer.
Yes.
Okay. So Joe, that's a tricky one, man.
By the way, Chris is on the way now.
So when dashes crack, right, that's always like my biggest turnoff when buying any car, right? I love some cars. I love vintage cars. F-body Camaros are my thing, 82 to 92.
Yes, they are.
I would buy 100 of them if I had the money to do it. Every one of those cars had a broken dash.
But Bob, you know what I loved? I love the 84 Z28s, man.
So I don't really care what happens. If the dash is cracked, I'm like, I'm out. Like, get another car.
Yeah, exactly. Gotta go.
6,000 original miles, cracked dash, nope, I'm out.
Yeah.
So doing dash repairs, man, it's an art, dude. It's something that, you know, naturally when you're working with a cracked dash, it's typically going to continue to crack. You know, the plastic at that point in time has gotten so deteriorated that the heat has made it so weak that it's going to crack. And it's much like anything, only worse. It's not like rust where it starts rusting, then continues to spread, and you can stop it by cutting out the old and then stopping it like a cancer, cutting out the bad and fixing it. When plastic starts getting weak, the heat has naturally just deteriorated and made it soft and thin. So you may do that repair on one section really, really well, and then 6 months from now, there's a crack that's developing, you know, 2 inches away from that because that area was just that soft and worn down. So, and trust me, hitting potholes, flexing, just jazzy
flex.
Yeah,
the heat and the cold, especially up in the Northeast, man.
All of that stuff comes into consideration, and it can really destroy fast, man. And it's one of those things where rather than trying to repair cracked dashes, I look for brand new ones, or I try to, you know, find one that's perfect and replace it in its entirety. Because doing a repair on plastics like that is...
They make those dash repair kits and those seat repair kits.
Yeah.
They never work out right.
It never looks beautiful. It's it gets you close. You can always tell. You know, of course, you can do grains and you can, you know, put some texture into it, but you'll always be able to see some little indication of it. And you know, even to the best guys in the world, that's one that's a pretty tricky art form to try to repair broken plastic.
And Joe says better/easier to get a cover or flock. You just I'd recover it, Bob.
Yeah, it's you know, covering's the best way to do it. You know, you can repair the foam if it's foam covered and insulated, but especially if it's like a polyurethane or molded style dash that's got, you know, very soft, at that time was like an orangish foam that was underneath of it. You know, if it has that style and it splits, the foam literally starts expanding itself.
That's correct.
And that's when you'll never be able to blend that repair properly, because the foam starts expanding. You fix it, then you've got a raise in the dash no matter what you try and do. Then you send it down. It just, it never turns out well.
Yeah. And one of the things too, Bob, is at the time, this was about the time that generation of car, the 90s, 80s, Armor All was a big product.
Yeah.
Armor All contained, it didn't contain silicone like many of the products do today, the vinyl protectants and the leather protectants. It contained water. And that water would literally dry, and that would help intensify the cracking because the water would shrink. It's not good for the dash areas. Joe says, thank you. I see Miss Outlaw is here with us, joining us as well. She's literally in the studio. Good morning to Miss Outlaw, who is physically here with us, Bub.
That's right.
So, it's best, Bub, just to cover the dash.
Replace it. That's really the best way to do it. I think trying to do blend repairs and stuff, that's one of those ones that I always shy away from. Not because I can't do it, just because no matter how much time and effort you put into it, you never get 100% in the end of that. And it's true art form, and you'll be more frustrated than you will be just finding the right product and replacing it.
How about the fact that, Bub, to do it, especially if that dash run, that crack, Joe, runs from the front of it to the base of the windshield, you'll never get the heat iron down inside of the base of the windshield to get it fixed properly.
Yeah.
And you just spend more time trying to do it, Joe, than just doing it, man.
Yeah.
So just do it right. Just like Bub was saying on the Jeep top, after he painted the top of it, he decided to flip it and turn it black on the inside.
I mean, you're there. You're going to do it. You're going to attempt the job. You're going to put your time, your effort, and materials into it. Take that next step and run with it.
Just go with it all the way, right, Bub?
Yeah.
Cheap work isn't good, and good work isn't cheap, right?
It's just that simple.
It's just that simple, man. You just got to follow it through all the way. So, Bub, what's on the calendar now? You've been putting out a lot of stuff. We're really about, I'm going to say, 90% there with the new facility being up and on its feet.
Yeah,
right?
We got a lot left, man. We got,
floors, documents.
Yeah, full projects going underway, man. It's, between getting everything set up and fully operational here, the equipment that's coming in, Woodward just sent us in pallets of the latest and greatest for sheet metal and aluminum working equipment. So we've got that stuff sitting here. We haven't even unboxed and opened up yet. We've got walls that are getting redone. We've got, build outs that are still happening. We've got,
it's a lot, man.
Holy crap, a lot of stuff, not only just from that standpoint, but also from the production side as well. We've got the SEMA projects in line right now. We've got the Kevlar Jeep we're finishing up. We've got some of these Pro Touring restorations we're doing right now that are really coming down the line. Just a lot of one-off trendsetters, man, that are going to be hitting the streets really all at the same time. It's, we're crushing on these things right now.
Have been. It's been since July we've really been, going at all this stuff, man.
Yeah.
Trying to get the new facility open and started on its feet.
Yep.
Not complaining. A lot of long hours.
Not complaining.
A lot of great stuff coming out of it. What do we have coming up this week, Bob? We have the Friday live stream from 11 to 11:30.
Yep.
I'm
hoping on that one we can just do a final on the Jeep. We should be done with her by then.
Really?
Actually, kind of have to be done with her by then because I'm gone Saturday and Cars and Coffee Sunday. So has to be done Friday and detailed Saturday, ready for Sunday.
Ready to go out.
It's just that simple.
How about
There it is. It's just that simple.
It's just that simple. So I think Chris is on his way up, man. You're fiddling with the GTO. You found a killer GTO for an amazing price, man. It's low mileage, one owner car, military junk, so it was taken care of. And of course, you're out there doing all the standard maintenance on it, even though the car's got 30,000 miles, man.
Well, you still
got
to do it.
Still got to do it, man.
Yep.
So, ladies and gentlemen around the world, we want to thank you for joining us today on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, doing it Bubba style. By the way, congratulations, Bub. Matt's got to move us over to Spreaker this month. Our ratings were so big. Blog Talk Radio moved us over to Spreaker. We were already kind of syndicated there and on iTunes, but we officially have a new space right there.
Yep.
Sounds really good, Bub.
Yep.
I'm real proud of that. Bub, let's have a great week today. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a really positive manner today. Let's open the door for somebody whose hands are full, if you don't mind. Could be a lady. Could be an elderly person. Just open the door. It's a grocery store. I don't care. DSW does. Let's put shoes on the bottom of somebody's feet that have holes in them. Guys, you've got our little pair of sneakers in your trunk. If you see somebody standing on the corner with the sign that says, "We'll work for food," go, there's a 7-Eleven, a power bar, and a protein drink is cheaper than your designer cup of coffee. Until next time, Andrew, thank you again. Good morning or good afternoon. Matt, thank you for coming in from Tampa all the time and taking care of us and making sure that we're the best in the business. Miss Outlaw, we thank you. This episode was brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. The moose is loose on the web only. Miss Outlaw Boutique Instagram. Wish you all weren't so far away. We too, Andrew, we do too. Orange County Choppers. Orange County Choppers are choppers done Bubba style and extreme dimensions. Bub, until next time, let's keep on
doing it Bubba style.